7-Eleven is offering free coffee to anyone bringing in a reusable coffee cup from 6th August until 2nd September. No strings attached. Save the earth while saving money at 7-Eleven.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Today FM Breakfast.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Did I just sound like I was really on Broadway? Well, I'll do it again. Hold on. Emphasis, okay, listen really hard. Well, hello there.
Oh,
is that Lucy?
Barbara Streisand, is that?
I don't know. It's just riffing, you know.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Today, heaps of R&B Fridays Alive, the full announcement of the lineup. Let's leave that in there. Two R&B Fridays Alive.
Close your eyes, Ed, and name as many as you can. Your eyes and name as many as you can from the lineup.
Janet Jackson, mm-hmm. The Black Eyed Peas, mm-hmm. 50 Cent, yep. Jason Derulo, yep. Jay Kwan, mm-hmm. Yo Mafia the DJ,
yeah.
mm-hmm. MC Future.
No, made that up.
That's pretty good, though.
Horizon, maybe that's what you're thinking.
MC Horizon.
Horizon.
And Kerry Hilton.
Hilson. That's very good.
That's not bad. I only missed one. Cisco.
Yeah. That
how it goes?
It's so satisfying to do.
Have you just changed it into ding a ling a ding 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 ding?
Come on, Ed, give us one thing.
I've got now it goes now.
That sounds like dun 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 dun
dun. Oh, the start of what's it? Turning Japanese. Is that what band? Is it the Waves or something?
The Vapors?
The Vapors.
I mean, we've gone on a tangent, but...
Surely you're not allowed to play this song anymore.
No.
I don't even know anymore.
I think you can.
You can't do this anymore.
No, you can't.
No, you can't do this anymore.
Okay,
no,
get rid of it.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM Breakfast. Maybe it's a brand new day. Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
One, two,
three, go!
The rest of my life gonna start today.
Well, isn't this going to be a fancy pants old Friday, everyone? Welcome, City. Welcome to Grant, Ed and Ash. I like today. I like today for a number of reasons. It's freaking Friday and that's pretty mm-hmm. goddamn sweet. Big announcements, though, today, which I can't wait for.
It's
obviously
really
R&B Fridays Alive.
I'm just excited to have the R&B Fridays air horn back.
Yeah.
Would you like it again? Would you like it?
Yes, please.
R&B Friday!
Yeah, it's
we're
awesome.
Announcing the big names today?
Yep. Yeah, 7:30. Full lineup.
Yes!
It's actually, in radio, people are like, it's going to blow your mind. And then you hear it and you're like, my mind isn't blown. This will actually blow your mind.
And there's been some big artists that have graced that stage. Would you say this is the best yet?
I would say this is, the main artist is bigger than Dante Thomas.
He was big.
Singer of Miss California.
On your on loop,
Dante.
You love that song. Yeah.
That's
on,
a good
Ed.
Song.
Hardest thing of West. Here's the thing, though. He was a massive Trump supporter. Okay. So, obsessed.
Oh, really?
So on the tour, he was always, you always get, so anyway, it's fine.
He was trumping it up.
What else did he sing other than this, out of curiosity?
He had one quasi hit that he played after Miss California. But.
Okay. All right. None of this, sadly. Maybe. Well, we don't know. He could
Dante
be back.
Thomas could be
he
coming
could
back.
Be back.
Also got Scott Disick today, star of that show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, married to Kourtney Kardashian.
Flip it like Disick.
Now got his own TV show. I loved watching him. He was the only dude I was actually into the entire show because just Ferraris were just pulling up.
Yeah, and he called everyone out on their BS.
And he just, he was good. What a unit.
Sweet. Chat to him after 8 this morning. Let's start, though, guys, with a family pass to Taronga Zoo. This is your chance to
come
give
on.
Your little and big ones the best family day out imaginable and catch a glimpse of some very cute, cuddly winter babies this weekend at Taronga Zoo here in Sydney.
Just a bit of Friday fun, guys. Yeah. Categories coming up next. Get on board. 3 things in 5 seconds and you got those tickets.
It's super simple. Want to win 13 1060? Call us now. But let's kick off R&B Fridays with Missy Elliott.
All right.
New category.
All right, next category.
How many categories?
Henry's up first from Bondi. G'day, Henry.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Okay, you have got 5 seconds to name 3 types of makeup for your eyes. Go.
Boom.
Wow.
Wow.
I got no idea.
Poor Henry.
Eyeshadow, mascara.
Well, he doesn't wear it.
Eyeliner. Well, he's from Bondi.
Sorry. What are you saying?
Anything goes in Bondi.
Requirement.
It was
Jesse from Eastern Creek. Welcome. It's your first time on air.
Yeah, thanks.
It's good to have you, mate. I've won plenty of races at Eastern Creek. It's a good joint. What a great racetrack. Turn one, tip it in there at 220 kilometres an hour. You know you're alive then, bro.
That's it.
Hey, here you go. This is for tickets to Taronga Zoo. 5 seconds to name three shows on Channel 10.
Oh, shit. Nah.
He's given up. I respect that. I respect someone who just calls it straight away and goes, I'm not going to do this.
Oh, shit, is the name of Rove's new program.
I believe it's so called much. Bring Back Saturday Nights, I think is its proper name, Cavalli.
Don't know where Saturday Nights went. All right, let's move on. Just here comes Jimmy. Jimmy.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, yeah, from Seven Hills. Hello. I respect that type of thing. We need you to win here, Jimmy. So in 5 seconds,
yep.
I need you to name three McDonald's burgers.
Cheeseburger, Quarter Pounder, Big Mac.
Yay! He's done it, he's done it.
Jimmy, nailed it, bro.
Jimmy.
Yay. Buddy, family pass to Taronga Zoo. That is yours, my friend. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hey, there's something that I've been doing for quite some time, and I think it might be a bit dodgy. I think it's normal. My wife thinks it isn't, but there is a chance it also might be highly illegal.
Okay, so you may have been breaking the law, you're not sure, and you want some clarification because you're a badass mofo.
Because I do it a lot, and what's fine to do in the country, I do it in the city, and apparently that's a no. That's a hard no.
Well, up next, we've got retired superintendent Jim Keogh, so he knows all the laws.
Okay, because I don't want to go to no jails. Right. I'm pretty for jail.
You would not survive in jail.
No.
We're playing a game of is it illegal? Is it illegal?
That sounds like a fun game.
Just fun.
Is Grant Denyer a criminal? We will find out next.
And now we're playing a game called Is It Illegal? And we are focusing on old mate GD over here, Grant Denyer. Now, you've been doing something your whole life that you thought was quite innocuous, but a couple of people have told you, knock, 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 I reckon you might be breaking the law.
Well, I wee on the side of the road. So, I grew up on a farm. Naturally, a lot of trees, a lot of wide open spaces. You just wee wherever you want to. And it's fine because it's recycling. It's putting fluids back into the ground.
Don't think that's
needs
what recycling means, really. Yeah.
Look, I just love water. It's fine. Now, however, that's fine when I do it in the country, but when I go to the city, I don't have that same filter that goes, no, 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 there's people around. So if I need to go, I just pull the car over on the side of the road.
Not in like a high.
I find a tree.
Yeah, a tree, okay.
I find a tree and I just stand next to that tree or a shrub or a letterbox and just wee.
How city are we talking here?
Like, George Street.
Like if you're in Bondi and there's a brushy area, would you do a wee there?
Look, I try to. It's more if it's on a, like an arterial road, right?
Okay,
on my way through
does
somewhere.
That mean main road?
Can't find a toilet. Yeah, and I just go where I need to go.
Right.
Look, I won't. I'm not doing it in front of someone's face.
Yeah,
like no, I try and be
right. Being discreet about it.
Be discreet about
but
it.
Is it illegal?
Yeah,
that's a question. Is it illegal? And we're joined now. Jim Keogh, former superintendent commander, which I'm sure this is what he thought he'd be doing when he joined the police force. Jim, morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jimbo. Oh. Okay, Jimbo, is it illegal?
Remembering I'm a country kid.
Well, yeah, it certainly takes recycling to a new dimension. and I may never eat yellow capsicums again. But
yeah.
I'm afraid it is illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Hang on.
It's illegal. Jim, I want to throw dispersions over your distinguished career here. However, I think there's a loophole, and please let me just check this. Is it not legal if I'm on the side of the road and I open the passenger door? Can't you urinate on the side of the road, providing the passenger door is open?
What are you opening the door for? Just a bit of mood music to sort of help things along a little bit?
I love Jim.
No, I'm shielding myself.
He does
myself.
It so that, you know, he's trying to get a light so he can find it.
Mate, if you're looking at the door for coverage, I think you're probably giving yourself pretty big raps. Yeah.
Jim,
a tissue box may suffice, but look, mate, I've got to say, public urination is public urination.
Thank you, Jim.
You've got a medical problem. That's the only out.
Well, we do wonder that often about Grant Denyer.
Well, is length a medical problem? Because I've got that. Hey, Jim.
Lack thereof.
Jimmy! One more question, mate.
Jim.
How,
How many shakes am I allowed until it's considered public masturbation?
Oh, God. Oh,
it's just like out of a James Bond movie, Shaken But
Watched. Yeah, he's done it again. He's the best. Thank
the
you,
king
Jim.
Of the zingers, Jim Keogh. Thank you very much.
You're the best, Jim.
Hey, I love it when organisations try to have a lull, try to be a bit funny, and that's what the New South Wales Police Force have done, and they've done this before. This one's on their Facebook page. So we all know the song by Billie Eilish, Bad Guy.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
This went to number one in Australia. Big hit. They have uploaded a little, you know, a sing-along to it, talking about, you know, driving safely. So it goes, I'll sing it along in the style of Billie Eilish.
Please do.
So you're a tough guy, never keeping left guy, always trying to text guy, speeding in the wet guy, where the bright lights flashing in your rear sights, take away your road rights, wave your license goodbye, tag the bad guy. And then they're saying, tag your mates, you need to drive better.
Wait. So they're saying dob in your friends.
Yeah.
Or dob in someone that you can, oh no, you wouldn't know their social media handle, would you? So they're saying, are they actually saying dob in your friends?
I don't know if they're saying if you see dodgy driving, call us. Or if they're saying tag your mate who's a dodgy driver. Who knows?
Or are they saying take a video on your phone while you drive and so you can lose your license too?
There you go. It's a win-win.
There's a hole in the argument.
They got quotas to fill.
What lies did you tell your kids? Because I've been the victim of this a lot. You know, growing up, for instance, I'll give you an example of what my mum would do. I really wanted a monkey, right? And she said, I wanted one so bad, and I worked on it for months. And she said, okay, I'll go get you one. And then she came back after work one day, and she said, look, I tried, and I got to the shop, and when I got there, the man had run out of monkeys. There were none left. And I was heartbroken.
Surely she could have just said it's illegal to have a pet monkey, which is true.
No, she didn't want to dash my hopes, but then she just flat out lied to me, which broke my heart even more.
Yeah, but I reckon that'd be the highlight of being a parent, isn't it? That you can just tell your kids anything and they'll believe you.
True. I did bust Shezzy on an absolute whopper the other day.
Yeah.
What happened?
Our kids are pretty picky eaters, so getting them to eat is quite the challenge at home. I was listening to Shez in the next room and I heard this. She goes, eat your potatoes, kids. Look, the Irish eat them, and they're the smartest people on earth.
Good on you, Shane.
I was like, what are you doing? That was the lamest lie I've ever heard.
Did they go with it?
Yeah, they were like, okay, cool.
Sailor would, because she's a good girl. She's like, oh, being smart, that's cool. We put this out on Instagram. We've got some pretty hilarious responses. This one from Deanne86. She says, I'm a fourth grade teacher. All my students think that pen licenses come from the government. Isn't it adorable?
Jackie2782, that if you rub two redheaded kids together, they start a fire.
Oh, that's encouraging. This is one that my brother does. Lou B said this one. This dip has alcohol in it, so sorry, you can't have some. My brother does that to his kids all the time. Can I have some? No, it's got alcohol in it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, my chips have got alcohol on them. You can't have any.
Oh, they're very spicy.
Super Cooper and me. I'm going to use this one because when you take your kids to the shop, this is going to come in real handy. All right. So you know those annoying kids rides?
You put your
$2 in and they just go up and down?
Yeah, he loves them.
All right. So if you go there and the annoying kids rides at the shops, if they're flashing, they're not ready yet. So if the lights are working, that means they're just not ready to go.
131060, what lies have you told your kids? Or maybe your parents lied to you and it took you like 15. Like my mum said I was allergic to sugar and it wasn't until I was like 15 that I was like, I don't reckon I'm allergic to sugar.
If you're telling porkies to your kids or your parents have lied to you, 131060, got a bunch of movie tickets you can pick up if you call us.
131060, what lies did you tell your kids? My mum told me that the monkey shop had run out of monkeys when she went to buy me one. There was no monkeys. There was no monkey shop.
Yeah.
I busted my wife telling my kids the other day, eat potatoes because the Irish eat potatoes and they're the smartest people in the world.
On your shares.
And my daughter, who's a good student, was like, all right, I'm on board.
Who needs to be told to eat potatoes, by the way? Yeah. I would eat potatoes all day if I could.
Bro, they would eat two-minute noodles every meal if they could.
Delicious. Gemma in Mount Druitt, good morning. What lie do you tell your kids?
So I tell my daughter that the ice cream man, when he comes past, when he's playing his music, when the music is playing, they have no ice cream left.
that's a classic. Yeah. Gemma, that's a classic. I'm so glad that stood the test of time, that one. What do they do? I've always wondered this. What happens when they see it stop and there's kids all milling around? How do you get around that?
Well, at her school, the ice cream man decides to sit at the school and he's not playing his music. So it's quite difficult after school sometimes
to explain
to her she can't have an ice cream every afternoon.
Very nice that the ice cream man lets the neighbourhood know that he's run out, though. Good on him. What a great community service.
And that song, the name of that song is? The song that they play is...
I don't know.
Oh, we owned an ice cream truck when I was growing up. We had La Cucaracha for some reason playing as our song.
What? You had an ice cream truck growing up and you played La Cucaracha?
Yeah, we used to drive it around the Central Coast on weekends. It was my parents' get rich quick scheme and they lost a lot of money on it.
Yeah, because you meant to play Green Sleeves.
I know. That's
how does it go?
Ours didn't have that.
I'm having a mental blank.
You didn't have Green Sleeves.
That's Green Sleeves. And La Cucaracha is da 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 da.
That's hilarious. I'll have a taco. No, look, you're not getting it.
That's why we failed.
You're not getting it.
Karina in Woi Woi, what do you lie to your kids about, darling?
Both kids say that they don't like chicken, but they love fish. So we call it rooster fish at home.
Oh, that is brilliant.
We're going rooster to KFF, guys.
So good. Good morning, Ash. How you going?
Good. I tell all my kids, but worked on my 14-year-old daughter the best the other couple of weeks ago. If you get an ulcer, it's because you've lied to your parents and it won't go away until you tell them the lie. It worked on my 14-year-old daughter and now she researched and she goes, you lied to me. I said, yeah, but you told me the truth.
Yeah, gotcha.
Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Today FM.
Initiate lift sequence. Initiate liftoff sequence. R and B. Three letters. R and B. 4 years.
Are we ready?
Five cities.
I need everybody to make noise so the whole city can hear you.
Get your hands up.
R&B.
And one.
Make some noise.
Epic.
We love R&B Friday Live.
Show.
Thank you.
Australia's biggest party.
Are you ready to party?
Returns this November.
We're back live in 2019.
Get ready to scream. For the class of R&B Fridays Live 2019.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
3, 2, 1, oh!
Welcome to the state. Hit maker. Record breaker.
That's right.
Booty shaker.
Listen up.
Five-time Grammy Award winner.
Uh-huh.
A global icon.
I know.
Direct from her Las Vegas residency.
Get it.
The one.
One, two, two, three.
And only.
It's Janet.
Janet.
Jackson, if you're nasty.
Jackson.
All my girls at the party, look at that body.
Nasty.
Like a moth to a flame, burned by the fire.
Aria number one album.
Listen up.
7 Grammy Awards. Get ready to pump it with the Black Eyed Peas.
I got a feeling.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Just shut up,
baby. Just pump it.
Get ready to rock, Australia.
We the Black Eyed Peas.
When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it.
We're going to be joining R&B Fridays Live 2019, the biggest party of the year.
Come on, baby, just pump it.
I don't know what you heard about me.
You can call him Curtis. You can call him.
G-Unit.
That I'm a mother, P-I-M-P.
One of the most influential figures in hip-hop history.
Go.
Go,
you are now rapping,
now
rapping
with 50
Cent. Girl, is it me to love me now? Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Somebody in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the buzz.
I'll take you to the candy shop, yeah.
I let you lick the lollipop.
Hey, what's up? It's the Kid 50 Cent. Coming back to your hood and I'm banging all my songs.
Oh, yeah.
Jason.
Been around the world.
Jason Derulo.
Are you ready, people?
Talk dirty to me.
Yeah, man.
Everybody's looking for love.
I know you up for this one, right?
I can see it going down, going down. In my head, I see you all over me.
Baby, all night long.
Cisco.
That thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Saquon.
One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four.
Everybody in the club get. Plus, DJ Horizon and Yo Mafia on the decks. And hosted by Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop, Brooks Clay. Fat Man Scoop, Brooks Clay.
Doing it live. 2019. On that R&B transit line. R&B Fridays on the track.
Come on.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Let's go.
Don't miss out on the biggest night ever seen. R&B Fridays Live 2019. Igniting Giant Stadium, Saturday, November 16th. Tickets on sale, 11 a.m. Monday, August 19th from Ticketmaster.
You already know it's going to be the best day ever.
From your home of R&B.
Let's go. What? Bad Musical, R&B.
On Today FM.
Oh!
R&B Fridays Live.
Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Keri Hilson, Cisco, Jaquan, Fat Man, Scoop, I mean, boys.
Oh, I got chills.
How incredible is this?
Oh, the hair standing on the back of my neck.
Right.
I can't believe the scale of these artists.
I mean, that's four headliners that could be doing it just on their own.
Yeah,
Janet freaking Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be absolutely ridiculous.
Jackson was here. When was the last time? This is a huge coup.
Absolutely.
How good is it just hearing their tracks?
Because you forget how many songs they
have. I know. Just mega anthems. Black Eyed Peas. 50 Cent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. 16th of November at Giants Stadium. Tickets are on sale Monday, August 19th. So that's like in a week and a couple of days.
Week and a bit, right. Yeah. I'm getting my best tracksuit out.
You know what? I mean, August 19th feels like a really long time to wait to get your tickets. It's too long to wait. Yeah, that's not fair.
It is.
If you want to see Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo. By the way, there is another mystery artist that is yet to be revealed.
One more. Okay.
There's another artist.
Another surprise?
It's not GDD, just in case you're wondering.
Nor is it.
So.
Get ready, Sydney. I'm going to blow you open.
If you want the first tickets in town to R&B Fridays Live 2019. Let's do it right now. Yeah. Come on! Call 131060 to see the likes of Janet Jackson,
Whoa.
Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, and Jason Derulo live in concert.
To lick the candy shop.
You don't need anything else to get you in the mood for this. It's going to be huge. Oh!
Australia's biggest party returns this November.
Let's go!
Today FM's R&B Fridays Live 2019.
Make some noise!
R&B Fridays Live.
It is easily our biggest lineup ever. Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, and more, still with one special guest to be announced. Very, very exciting. Tickets are on sale Monday, 19th of August, but we're feeling generous. Amy from Bradbury, we have chosen you of the 400 billion calls that came
in. Oh my God.
Don't swear.
Janet,
Shivers. Janet Shivers Jackson.
Who are you going to take with you, Amy?
Oh my God, I have to take my husband. My sister was going to hate me, but I have to. I'm crying. Oh,
well, enjoy,
my God,
darling.
I'm shaking.
It's going to be good, hey?
Yeah, amazing.
Literally.
Biggest names in R&B all in one concert. Not like 15 concert, one concert.
That's amazing. Oh, I'm even watching it on the TV, announcement on the show.
It's
on the TV.
It's all too exciting, Andy. Yeah. Good on you, Dal. Naturally, if you want to go there for free, you've got to keep it on Today FM. We will have all the free tickets for R&B Fridays Live, Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, so much more. It's Australia's biggest party, and it returns November 16 at Giants Stadium. Yep. Tickets on sale 11 a.m. Monday, August 19th from Ticketmaster. And another of the mega artists that will be on the line. Yeah, I've got a surprise for you guys.
What is it?
I got a heads up that Jason Derulo was going to be on R&B Fridays Live, so I interviewed him.
You knew?
He's on the show, and should we just book him by next, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
He's such a legend.
Why not?
He is one of the headliners of R&B Fridays Live 2019, alongside Ms. Janet Jackson,
Whoa.
The Black Eyed Peas,
Damn.
50 Cent,
what?
Kerry Hilson, Cisco, yeah. that thong, 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 and Jake Kwan, of course, Fat Man Scoop. Yo Mafia and her DJ Horizon also on the lineup. But I had the chance to speak to Jason Derulo. Oh,
sneaky devil.
Yeah, I'm very, very sneaky. Ahead of his R&B Fridays Live 2019 headline. Coming out for R&B Fridays Live, and it has a long tradition for having really some of the biggest names in the history of R&B on this stage. I mean, Usher took it home last year. He was absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are coming out. I mean, those are big shoes to fill, but I'm remembering all the music you've brought us over the years, and I know you can dance like no one else. So what kind of a show are you going to bring for Australia?
You know, it's a very high-energy show. You know, I have some of the best dancers in the world with me and, you know, some of the best musicians. And, you know, it's really like a very high-energy, you know, a roller coaster of emotion, kind of nostalgic, you know, taking you through the past 10 years of Jason Derulo. You know, it's a very it's a roller coaster ride for sure.
For someone like you who is such an amazing dancer, do you audition your dancers like personally, or do you have someone that does that for you? Because, you know, like, people need to be up to your standard.
Nah, I really like taking a part of the whole audition process.
Sick.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
but also,
dances are such a major part of my show, right? It's not like I'm picking like a light in the corner. It's like literally, you know, dances are huge.
Can we talk about Cats for a second?
Because yeah.
We're all like fanging to see this thing. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this experience. How was it? What's the highlight for you? Can you even pick a highlight?
The cast is crazy, right? You have myself, Taylor Swift, Idris Elba. Rebel Wilson, James Corden, Ian McKellen, Judi Dench, you know, just a crazy, crazy cast.
We can't wait to see it. And what about your costume? Because from what I can see, it looks like all of you would have had to spend a long time getting ready every morning before you even start filming.
Yeah, so the costumes, so we had on green suits the entire time. So it's motion capture. So like our faces and our bodies, you know, all the fur that you see is, you know, it was made in post.
That must inspire you, because you make some pretty, you know, amazing music videos.
Appreciate it.
Working in that world, did it make you kind of think, man, I could do some really cool shit for my own music video?
Definitely. After that experience, I was like, there's no way I'm letting anybody direct my videos ever again. I learned so much.
Jason Derulo, thanks for hanging out, mate. We'll see you soon.
Can't wait for it.
He's such a good dancer, guys. Like, when he's on the stage dancing up a storm, like, people in the past have compared him to, like, Usher, MJ. He's that good.
And he will be on the stage at Giant Stadium for R&B Fridays Live. Janet Jackson, wow. Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, and of course, Jason Derulo. It's Australia's biggest party, 19th of November. Tickets on sale 11 a.m. Monday, August 19th from Ticketmaster. But that's not the only artist from the lineup on the show this morning.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we're going to speak to somebody else that's coming to R&B Fridays Live before 9 o'clock.
Okay. This morning, we had to turn to a high authority, retired Superintendent Jim Keogh, to answer the question, is it legal or not? Because being a farm boy, I wee everywhere, and when I come to the city, if I need to go, I just pull over, I find a tree, a shrub, a letterbox, I just let it happen.
And as usual, Jim Keogh, who is, you know, a very serious police officer, came through with the lols.
Can't you urinate on the side of the road, providing the passenger door is open?
What are you opening the door for? Just a bit of mood music.
Hey!
Mate, if you're looking at the door for coverage, I think you're probably giving yourself pretty big raps. Yeah.
Jim,
tissue box may suffice.
And then, so as soon as we hung up, we all kind of looked at each other and we were like, wait a second.
He's done that before.
Last time we had him on, he had a zinger as well. So
is it legal for a driver to receive something sexual in nature from a passenger? Is that legal, Jim?
Definitely not. There is a thing called due care and attention. And, of course, this would be a distraction to me.
Okay.
But a distraction it's just, to
the thing
drivers.
Is, the thing is, Jim, that's how I pay for my Ubers. And I just want to make sure.
Ignore him, Jim.
Uber Eats came from.
Jim's got it.
Uber Eats. Love him. We need to get him on regularly. He's such a funny dude.
He's our legal correspondent. We're going to start a segment called Is It Illegal? And Jim's going to give us zingers and the truth.
It's the best.
Can't get enough Today FM breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
He's been deep within the Kardashian circle.
I've always been into being ultra rich.
Father of Kourtney Kardashian's children. And not afraid to call out the Kardashians.
All you do is bitch and complain.
Direct from Calabasas, California, Scott Disick.
Flip it like Disick. Mondays, 8:30 on Foxtel's E! Channel. And the man the show is all about doing luxury renovations is Scott Disick, who joins us on the line, I'm assuming from LA. G'day, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
So you got good at flipping houses and you thought, wait a second, I'm a turn this into something special. I'm going to make a TV show out of this. What's the most you've earned from a flip?
Definitely multi-millions.
Wow, really?
Like, do you do all the figures before you start, or do you just think, oh, I'm just going to give it a go, see what we come up with, and then it's a bit of a surprise?
I pretty much have it mapped out of how much it should bring on a good day, and then I figure how much I'm going to be in it, and then, of course, I do the math, and if it looks right, I do it.
What drew you to it? Like, obviously, we know you from being a part of the Kardashian clan. We've watched you and loved you on television for years because you're a lot of fun and you like to stir things up. But when did you realize that the property game was your strength and your calling?
I would say about 6 years ago. You know, I was always trying to put my money in lucrative deals and always wanted to make money on my money. And I saw so many people in LA, you know, getting into real estate, buying properties, redoing them, not redoing them up to the standards that I felt that I could do them, and then selling them for a profit. So I figured, why do I not get in this game? I tried it. I made good money. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it and keep on rolling it out and see how it goes.
Okay, well, that's business out of the way. Scott Disick, which wouldn't mind staying there, we're going to come back and talk about the multi-level treehouse that you've built for your kids and you holidaying with the Kardashian clan, one big happy family. More with Scott Disick in a moment.
Mate, you've got three kids with Kourtney Kardashian. Just tell me about your recent build for them. Is it true that you built this incredible playhouse for your kids?
Yeah, I built a really cool playhouse for them that, you know, matches their mom's house, but also, you know, the kids helped me design throughout it, and, you know, some of their demands were a little higher than I could have done.
They, what did they
it
want?
Was up to them. They wanted a restaurant in it.
And, you know, a restaurant.
Stuff. I think my son wanted a sushi bar in it.
That's so
I said, you know, let's start with a wood staircase.
We'll have a revolving restaurant, please, Dad.
It's very cute and it's very fun. And, you know, I could always see, like, even when I'm there, and they're seeing their friends, they'll be showing their friends, like, oh, look at this house, this little, you know, that my daddy built us. So it's really cute.
You're a classic example of a very modern family now. Obviously, you're with Sophia Richie, Lionel's daughter. And is it true that you guys sort of all get together, Kourtney, Sophia, yourself, the kids, and you even holiday together?
Yeah. Everybody gets along. I mean, honestly, I think that's what everybody in the world wants is people to be able to, you know, think together, come together, and, you know, follow.
How did you learn such great communication? I mean, because we feel like we know you from, like, young Scott Disick to now, and to see how much you've grown and
evolved. That was the main thing, that big factor that you say, I was young, you know. I mean, when it first all happened, I was like 22 years old, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, and, you know, Kourtney was a drop older and things like that, and, you know, things took time for me. I was a bit of a late bloomer, but now I'm happy. I'm 36, and I'm doing well, and I think good things are to come.
You seem like quite a dramatically different person who's made quite an evolution of himself. Was that just through personal development, or is it sometimes when you look back on the show and go, that's not so great. I could have done that a bit differently.
I don't really look back at anything. The truth of the matter is just like evolution. I've gotten older.
I've learned what's important. I've also learned what, you know, I have to do to have a happy and good life. And, you know, as we get older, things change. I think it's just like anybody. It's just a little bit different because it was on television, so people were there to see it and people were there to remember it. It, you know, it's a little more dramatic than it just be, you know.
You know, we're watching you now. You're like flipping houses. You're making money. You're a proper grown-up. But surely the Scott Disick we remember still in there a little bit. Like, you're still going out and partying. He's still making bougie purchases. Like, you're not all just, you know, investments and spreadsheets.
I still like luxurious things, but I still like cars, of course. None of the things have changed. I don't really go out for random parties anymore. I mean, you know.
I think I heard Kevin this is serious. I heard Kevin Costa was looking to renovate or sell in a podcast I heard him talking on the other day. So maybe,
how do you know that?
I don't know. I don't know why. It just jumped into my head. Maybe reach out, Scott. I think Kevin's looking to fix it up.
I'll put up the old man from Waterworld.
Just finally, mate, I'm a bit of a car guy, and I know that I used to watch you all the time, and you always had these sweet wheels rolling up at home. What are you driving now?
What do I have? I have a Bentley truck, SUV.
I didn't even know they made trucks.
And, no, they made those.
You know, I mean, I drive a Range Rover a lot of the time.
That's nice. Oh, I'm happy with the Bentley truck, Scott Disick. Thank you for being such a legend in our chat today, mate. It's awesome to hear from you.
I appreciate it. Oh, thank you for having me. We about to let the dragon out. Come on.
Well, R&B Fridays Live is the number one appointment on everyone's calendar in Australia in November. Hundreds of thousands of people around the country cram into stadiums to enjoy and relive some of the best R&B, urban, hip-hop music we've ever had. And we are very excited that it is back this year, November 16, here in Sydney. And one of the headliners is on the phone right now. Welcome to the show, Cisco.
What's popping down under, other than song?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, we are so excited. Are you excited to come, man?
I freaking love it down there.
That's what we like to hear.
I didn't say the other word. Good boy.
It is gonna be summer, Cisk, so I know that a lot of the ladies are gonna be in their summer wear. We know how much you're a fan of particular wardrobe choices when it comes to the beach. Are you going to be scoping down at Bondi Beach?
Hey, you know what? I prefer Cole over Sis, only because I got two sisters.
Oh,
and
okay.
I call them
Cole. I'll learn that.
I go with the Cole. I like the Cole.
That's sick,
just like
man.
The Cole. We got anybody surf? Any surfers?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
Everyone is. So are you gonna hit the waves?
Yeah, well, I wish. We have several shows to do, and I don't want to hurt myself doing extracurricular activities outside of the bedroom.
Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah. It's the cold.
Get him, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
We've had some pretty big headliners in the past from, you know, Salt and Pepper, Usher, Sean Paul, Craig David. This is some of the best parties that really we see here in Australia. You've got to be, like, organizing some cool shit to bring with you, right?
Yep.
What are you going to bring for Australia?
Well, anybody that knows the dragon knows it's only one dragon.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's only one dragon show.
One dragon.
Yeah.
So when the dragon hits the stage, all you got to look for is that fire, baby.
Oh,
even cavemen love fire.
Yeah, they do.
I love that.
You were doing dragons years before Game of Thrones did it. You're the original dragon.
You are the original Daenerys.
Oh, my God. Those dragons were dope, though, right?
Now, you were like a psychic, Cisco, because when the video for Thong Song came out and it was all of that, like, big booties and way up in there, it was a bit shocking. And, you know, fast forward to 2019, that's everyone's Instagram account. So I feel like you were in early, man.
I don't know. I think Sir Mix-a-Lot did it before I did.
That's true.
He even said it. He said, I like big butts and I cannot lie. But see, the difference between him and I is that I said I like that thong. So your butt don't have to be big. It just got to be nice.
Yes. Yes, Co. You're an equal opportunity underwear professional. That's what
Absolutely.
I like about you, Co.
Hey, that's right, man. That's right. I mean, I'll wear the mankini if my woman wants that. I got the body for it. She wants the main kini. I could do it.
Are you bringing your lady down to Australia with you?
Oh, absolutely not. Y'all, it's too many beautiful women down there. I'm gonna just we're gonna be on vacation.
Well, I'll give you the hot tip.
It's not cheating.
No,
it is. Co.
No, it also it co. Is. You're crossing the date line. Once you cross the international date line, it happened in the past. It never happened.
Right. Thank you. It'd be like, I'd be just like Shaggy. Wasn't me.
Well, I've done 3 Army Fridays Lives already alongside Fat Man Scoop, and I got to say, if you do like the ladies, he takes all the bigger ones. Fat Man Scoop, when he gets on stage.
Y'all don't even got no big ladies down there. Everybody's pretty fit. All of the women I saw down there were pretty fit.
Yep.
So if it's some bigger ladies, that'll be something new for me. I could see some, you know, bigger ladies, you know, more plus-size women down there this time.
Yeah, all right. Well, you put the call out, Co, and we respect that.
We can't wait to have you, Co, a.k.a. Cisco, coming for R&B at Friday's Live. We are so excited to see you live, mate. Can't wait.
Absolutely, man. We got a lot of surprises planned for you. Can't wait to see you guys. See you soon.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, guess what?
What?
It's a week after my birthday, too.
So. Uh-oh. Oh, man. All right. What flavor birthday cake do you want, Co?
Right. I'm going to be 1,000. I'm going to be 1,000 years old.
See you guys soon. Thank you, mate. Bye.
7-Eleven is offering free coffee to anyone bringing in a reusable coffee cup from 6th August until 2nd September. No strings attached. Save the earth while saving money at 7-Eleven.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM Breakfast.